americano.
Sì, americano.
Come si mette?
Ho visto ancora...
Al!
Der Flieger, der Pilot vom Flugzeug!
Schon capisco!
Der Pilot vom Flugzeug!
Ich
Ah, Pilot!
Ja!
Flugzeug, Ben!
Ist gut, weitermachen!
Heide!
Del cancello.
Much as it hath pleased Almighty God to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground.
Uno! Due! Three!
Now, please, dismiss your men. Please.
Where is your commandant?
As I told you, sir, Major Battaglia is indisposed. His orders are to disperse immediately after the funeral. Major Fincham, please.
Get that fascist bastard out here!
Sir Capitano, abbiamo qui un colonnello americano. Il suo aereo è stato abbattuto.
Grazie. You better follow me, please, Colonel.
Thanks, pal.
they celebrating out there?
Signor Maggiore! Signor Maggiore, i prigionieri pregano cortesemente la vostra presenza.
Cortesemente. Gli ho ordinato di disperderli.
Ryan, Joseph L., United States Army Air Corps, 0718359. Don't you salute senior officers in your army, Major?
Cadetto, l'aereo del comandante è stato abbattuto oggi.
Are you the official interpreter, Captain?
Yes, sir.
Then interpret exactly, clear?
Yes, sir. Il colonnello desidera sapere se nel nostro esercito non si usa salutare gli ufficiali di grado superiore.
Come? And add this. No wonder Italy's losing the war with officers like him. Well?
Il colonnello mi ordina di dirvi che se l'Italia sta perdendo la guerra è per colpa di ufficiali come voi.
Today buried our commanding officer, Colonel Brian David Lockhart. The purpose of this parade is to bear witness to his death and charge the man responsible for it. Major Battalion! The 9th Fusiliers now formally charge you with the murder of Colonel Lockhart. Come forward and meet your accusers!
Vi accusano di aver assassinato il loro colonnello e vi chiedono di comparire davanti a loro per essere giudicato.
Loro mi accusano. Ma sono pazzi. Ve l'ho già detto, sgombrate il campo.
Sì, signor Maggiore. Follow me, please.
Una scarica in aria!
Major Pynchon, unless you dismiss your men now, it will be out of my hands.
That swine hasn't the guts.
You have left him no choice.
You shot one of my men!
He's fainted, sir. It's Ransom, one of those from hospital.
Dismiss.
Aprite cancello.
Hooray! Dismiss!
Captain Stein, one moment. This is Colonel Ryan. He needs your attention, too.
America.
Army Air Corps.
Begging your pardon, sir. Could you pass us the word? Are we still beating them in Sicily, sir?
We took Messina 3 days ago.
Are you reporting for sick parade, Sergeant?
No, sir. I'm still trying to get the same things I've needed for my boys all along.
I'm afraid I still have the same answer for you. There isn't any.
Easy, fellas. Easy.
Over here, Colonel. Stool will do.
Looks like you got a full house.
And getting fuller, I'm afraid.
What's the matter with these men?
Malaria, mostly. A little scurvy, all of it made worse by malnutrition. I've only alcohol for a disinfectant.
Go right ahead, Doc. How come you can't control the malaria with drugs?
The Itais make no mepocrin.
The Itais grow food. Why don't you get some extra rations for your sick and clean up some of this filth? Perhaps get them some clean uniforms.
Our diet, like our filth, is Battaglia's punishment for escape attempts. He's taken our soap and razors,
turned off our shabards, issued us with no uniforms or Red Cross parcels.
And kept us on half rations. But he can't break us, and he can't stop us trying to escape.
Even with the way the war is going for us now?
Are you suggesting that we should knuckle under?
If that's what it takes, yes. Liberation can only be a few weeks away.
Did you hear the colonel's suggestion, fellas? What do you think?
Well, meaning no disrespect to him, sir, I'd say the colonel ought to muck off, sir.
I can't expect you to understand this, but these men belong to the 9th Fusiliers. This regiment fought with Marlborough in 1704, with Wellington against Napoleon, froze and died in the Crimea. These men are all volunteers to a man, professionals, and they've come to fight a war.
They come as a piece of news to you, Major, but that's why we're all here.
Yes, but each in his different way. You ought to know that. You're a professional.
Negative. I'm what they call at home a 90-day wonder. I'm an airplane driver, Major. My business is flying.
Ours is soldiering.
Okay, clue me. Suppose you do rig an escape. How many men do you figure to get clear?
Colonel Ryan, if one gets out, it's a victory.
Sure it is. Can you have somebody show me where I bunk?
Sir, Major.
Sir?
Escort Colonel Ryan to his quarters.
Yes, sir.
We dine at 6, sir.
Major?
This way, Colonel.
Sergeant Bostic, sir. 113th Tank Division. This is Corporal Giannini. Private Ames. Now, the reason we didn't say anything to you out by the sick bay, we figured to catch you alone. They've all gone amiss.
Are you cold, son?
It's that damn malaria.
He'll knock it, Bostic. You ever have it, Colonel? Fever makes you dream. And then with dreams, you know what I mean, sir?
No, what?
Well, Hey, pretty sharp.
So you're welcome sight, sir. We need an American officer real bad.
How many of us are there?
8. We've lost 2. And if we don't get some decent grub and medicine, that's going to double and triple.
It's tough. What I've seen around here, everybody's in the same boat.
Sure, because the guys running it are Section 8. Those stir-crazy limey officers are trying to fight the wharfmen here.
Yeah, they got so many tunnels, Doug, sir. You know, watch where you walk, you fall into one.
You expect me to keep them from digging?
You got the rank for it, sir.
Now, don't get us wrong, sir. Nobody's here to defend Battaglia. He's a two-bit Mussolini. But if they'd let up, he would, too. Now, with Sicily gone, our guys are going to come through Italy like shoe polish through a tin horn. All we got to do is get ourselves healthy, sit tight, and wait.
Sergeant, these people have been here for 2 years. I just got here. I'm going to need time to check this thing out.
Not too long. Please, sir. 3 of my boys are just about gone now.
Colonel Ryan, this is Captain Costanzo, our regimental chaplain.
Captain.
Lieutenant Ord.
Lieutenant.
Delighted, Colonel Ryan.
Please sit down. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Colonel Lockhart always sat here.
I'll be fine right here, thank you. Major, if you don't mind talking about it, how did your colonel buy it?
He struck Battaglia with his stick. Do you see that sweat box there? Colonel Lockhart died in there last night, which makes you the senior officer of this camp. My regiment will await your orders.
Still your regiment, Major.
Thank you, sir.
Made from pumpkins, you know. Just a little different, don't you think?
We couldn't help noticing where you sat, Colonel.
Took 200 years to turn out officers like those men, Sergeant. It took me 90 days.
They're nuts, sir.
Maybe so, but it's their ballgame.
And we're still shut out.
Yeah, we did that good with just a sergeant.
Now we got us a bird colonel.
A bird colonel outranks a bird brain. Clear? Anything else, Sergeant?
No, sir.
The bird is right. Chicken.
Okay. Now we know we're on our own.
The lights, I mean. It's pretty important. We reckon the barrack ceiling can hold 2 tons of it if we spread it around right.
Countrymen were caught trying to steal supplies.
What supplies, Major?
Escape rations. See for yourself. Thieves. But since they're Americans, I wanted your approval to punish them. What's your side?
There's things my boys need in those parcels, sir. Food. And what's more important, pepper cream.
That's true, Major?
Perfectly. But these men are thieves, and I intend to punish them.
Negative. These men are sick. And you've also got 40 or 50 men in sick bay with the same disease. What the hell are you doing about that?
War produces casualties, Colonel Ryan. Everyone in camp's been exposed to malaria. The only way to ensure a man's chance of escape is to see that he has the mepicrin to keep him going.
Forget the punishment, Major. Buster, get these men out of here. See me in my quarters later.
My boys are sick, sir.
Out. Major, have those crosses moved to the sick bay.
What did you say?
That's a direct order.
Damn your direct order.
I'm the ranking officer here, Major. You'll deliver those parcels tonight. Is that clear, mister?
You'd better know what you're doing. Unless you want a mutiny on your hands.
You and me in a night, Fusiliers? Wellington and Marlborough would spin in their graves, Major.
What?
Trecento diciassette, 318, 19, 20, 21.
321 present, 83 in hospital, 404 men present or accounted for. You may dismiss, Major.
If you don't mind, Captain, I'm assuming command, a senior officer of the camp.
Well, that's of course between you. Are you waiting for Major Battaglia?
I'd rather do that personally. Will you take me to him?
Rest the men, Major, but keep them here.
Stand up! Hey! Stand easy!
Avanti!
Signor Maggiore, c'è il colonnello americano Ryan. Da oggi è il nuovo comandante dei prigionieri. Desidera parlarvi.
Dite al colonnello Ryan che ha una grave responsabilità. Pessimo comportamento dei prigionieri. Ha esaurito la mia pazienza. L'avverto. Ogni altra infrazione alla disciplina sarà a rischio e pericolo del colonnello.
My major warns you that he has no patience left with the prisoners. By taking command, you have become personally responsible for their actions.
Good.
Cadet.
And tell him that from now on, things will be much more different than they've been.
Il colonnello è assolutamente d'accordo e dice che da oggi la situazione migliorerà.
Bene. È simpatico.
Ma Battaglia non è stupido. Guai a lui se cerca di ingannarmi, eh?
You have made a good impression on the Major, but he warns you against trying to trick him.
Never. Of course not. I tell you what. Ask the Major if he'll come with me now. I'll prove to him how different things will be around this camp.
Well, dice che se volete accompagnarlo è pronto a dimostrarvi le sue buone intenzioni. Bene, chiamatemi il picchetto e seguiamolo.
Subito, signor Maggiore.
Picchetto di ispezione.
What in heaven's name is he doing?
What does it look like?
Ryan! Ryan!
Lasciatelo stare.
Ryan, you can't do this. You can't do this to anyone.
I'm glad you could join us, Major.
If you betray us, I promise you, you'll pay for it.
You're just in time to watch. Matter of fact, you can have the men turn about face and they can watch too. Major?
Sergeant Bostic, rip up that shower floor.
While I'm in command, anyone attempting to escape from this compound will be held for court-martial. Clear?
Operate!
You'll get the Nazi Iron Cross for this one, Ryan.
By order of the commandant, the showers will be turned on at 1200 hours. Razors will be provided and delousing powder issued. Beginning tonight, Red Cross parcels will be distributed once a week.
You may dismiss the parade.
Whoa, whoa, not so fast, Captain. What about the clothing and the Red Cross parcels in that storage house?
Cosa dice? Cosa vuole? Colonel, I advise you not to press this matter.
Sure, because Battaglia's got himself a sweet little black market going in Red Cross clothes, right?
You tell this man I trusted him as a gentleman. I want those clothes.
Vi ordino di ripetere che cosa diceva.
Beh, il colonnello chiede che venga distribuito del vino, maggiore.
Vino? Per i prigionieri? Ha! Impossibile!
I'm sorry, the major says he cannot issue wine.
Wine? Who the hell said anything about wine? I'm talking about clothes.
It's for your own good, Ken.
Well, you let yourself be bought pretty cheaply, didn't you?
Louse powder and hot water?
Or dismiss the men.
I'll tell you when to dismiss, Lieutenant. Bostic.
Yes, sir?
Tear the door off that bathhouse and use anything else you might need.
Right, sir.
Major Fitzsim, you will give an order for the men to strip. Strip, understand? Naked.
Parade! Strip!
Now take off all of those rags. All of them. And Major, that goes for the officers as well. Pass that junk from the rear to the front of the line and throw it in the fire.
Capitano, i prigionieri stanno approcciando i vestiti.
Hai ragione, caporale. I prigionieri stanno proprio bruciando i vestiti.
Signor capitano, non ci farà bene.
Sì. Sì, certo. Bisogna assolutamente fermarli. Chiama il maggiore Battaglia, meglio aspettare.
Sì.
Captain Costanza, I said strip.
Sir, I take being a member of the class literally.
I bow to your convictions, Captain.
Here comes El Duce!
Attention!
The major fears the fire should be put out at once.
Spegnete il fuoco, vi ordino di spegnere il fuoco.
We have no firefighting equipment.
Dici che non hanno un estintore.
Date l'allarme, a silenzio voi, date l'allarme.
He says you are no gentleman, Colonel.
Only by an act of Congress. Now, what about the clothing?
Mettetelo dentro. Nella cella di rigore. Lasciatelo marcire.
Ma gli uomini sono tutti nudi, maggiore.
Dategli vestiti. Ma lui, lui va in cella.
Prisoners will be issued clothing, Colonel Ryan. But you, sir, I'm afraid, must follow me.
Good show, Colonel.
Major Fincham, you may dismiss when ready.
evaded, Colonel.
Our guys landed at Salerno. Italy surrendered.
That's great. Just great.
Yeah, our guys are ready to shove off, but these Limeys back here are giving us trouble.
Hello, sir. Are you all right? Could you come right away? There's trouble.
No guards.
They built it during the night. Major Finchum has taken Battaglia prisoner. He's going to try him at a summary court-martial.
Let the regimental and war office records show Captain Stein appearing as defending officer. Lieutenant Ord as prosecuting officer. Major Finchum presiding.
If the court pleases.
Coronel, per favore.
Colonel Ryan, this is no affair of yours.
Like hell it is, and I'm still a senior officer in this camp.
We're going to hold a summary court-martial in the field exactly according to regulations.
What happens when you find him guilty? According to regulations, of course.
He will be sentenced to death and hanged.
And that'll be murder because this man is now a civilian.
No, sir. We're still at war and the enemy is still the enemy.
I say hang him!
Major, release this man. Oriani, get him out of here.
The parade will stand at ease.
Io non avevo nessuna intenzione di farmi del male. Credetemi. Oriani. Spiegatelo voi che cosa voglio dire. Erano degli ordini che ricevevo da Roma. Non era colpa mia e per loro siamo stati portati così. Per favore, guarda, ecco qui. Questo è per il grande duce.
The Major begs me to say that he never meant you harm. It was Mussolini and his fascists who forced him to be harsh.
Now, it's all finished for Italy. Let the killing be finished, too.
You want your revenge with this?
I want justice. Not only for Colonel Lockhart and the others buried out there, but for those of us who are still alive. We're 200 miles behind the lines. I say not only military justice, but military sense dictates we cannot turn this man loose. Oh.
There's a better way. Major, you all want justice?
Yes!
Well, do to him what he did to your colonel. Put him in a sweatbox to rot.
No!
Sentimental fool.
That's privilege of rank, Major.
Damn your rank. If letting that scum live costs the life of one of my men, I promise.
Scatter! Heads of deck! Heads of deck!
Pointed us on that pass. We better move quick.
Brilliant, Colonel. Do you mind telling us where?
We're less than a day's march from the coast. I could try to contact your navy.
Move 400 men in broad daylight. You're mad.
I lead you, Colonel.
Why? Why should you?
Do you think you hate the Germans more than I do, Major Finchum?
It's worth a chance.
If you trust the Itais, and I don't.
Yes, but I'm in command here, and I say we move now.
Thank you.
German convoy. Everybody down.
Men. Let them rest there for the night while I go ahead and contact the ships.
How much farther to the coast?
5.
Perhaps 6 miles. I should be back well before dawn.
That's as pretty a place for a trap as I've ever seen.
Good luck, Oriani. We'll be waiting for you. Now let's go.
Out, my dear. Out.
No, no, non sparate. Il maggiore Battaglia, il comandante del campo. I prigionieri sono fuggiti. Camarad.
Face it, Yank. Your little Itai chum has deserted us. We're left in a box.
Mira!
Okay, now. Hold it. Hold it.
Colonel Ryan, Major Fincham, Captain Stein, Captain Castanzo. Lieutenant Ord, you will be billeted in the front car.
I'm a doctor. I prefer to stay with the wounded.
The wounded will remain behind so that we can care for them properly. Get aboard, gentlemen.
That little Itai bastard, Oriani, led us to the railhead and turned us in.
Colonel, non è stata colpa mia. Non è stata colpa mia. It was that pig who betrayed us!
Kill you!
They've cared for our wounded properly now. The poor bastards. Just because you let Battaglia live. You get your iron cross now, Von Ryan.
On the Germans. It means we must still be headed north.
You can bet on it, Yank. Von Ryan fixed us all up with a one-way ticket to the fatherland.
Yeah.
Have blown out your barracks, Bagmate, huh? Listen, I'll take you on any time you like.
Coming into Rome. Thank you.
Nine command of this prison train. You will be in my charge until we reach the final destination. We have now 7 minutes for rest relief, and there is food and water for all.
Major Von Clement? Captain Oriani here is an Italian officer. He's not a prisoner of war. He doesn't belong with us.
I have my orders.
Guards are on top again.
They're not needed here as far as we're concerned.
No chance of our tunneling through this coop, Von Ryan.
Doc, you got a knife in that manicuring kit of yours?
What are you planning to do? Snip your way through it?
No. I need to tunnel my way through.
Hit cross tracks. It will cover the sound of the wood breaking. Stop the guards. We can't out the patrol.
Just let it be dark when we stop. I'll take my chances.
What about the rest? One of us goes, we all go.
Do we now? Mind telling me how?
We'll have to eliminate the guards.
Oh, brilliant. They have machine pistols and we have bare hands.
could take one gun from one guard.
Cowboy films, did you?
You got a better idea?
It would take you too long to strangle a man, Colonel Ryan. The average Nazi will get impatient while you're doing it. Ord. The lot smashes larynx, but he breaks his back. He's dead in 15 seconds. Thug Garot, India. All right, then, now, what's your scheme?
Attenzione! Oh, tedeschi, attenzione! La barra dai noi, sta arrivando il treno! E sta venendo il treno, levatevi!
No. Have they been caught?
Take it easy, Padre.
Fambres, siamo in Geridard. Davis, siamo in Geridard. Fambres.
Hey, please, to call. No, half to London.
Long enough, miss.
Can I any more up?
No.
There's a station up ahead. Let's get going. Wait, hell, someone might be watching.
It's a chance we'll have to take.
Lieutenant, the guards are all on the side of the train. Open the door of the car on the other side.
What kind of insanity?
Get it off. And get the men up top of the roof right away.
Right, sir. If you grab this, the Germans won't have to kill you. I'll do it myself.
Shut up.
All right, I want the lot of you. Bostic, you follow me with half the men. Dunbar, you spread out with the rest. Right, move. Quiet.
Can we get this thing moving?
The engineer's alive, but the fireman got in the way.
I can stoke the boiler, son. I know a bit about steam.
Get Oriani up with the engineer. Have the chaplain and the doctor back here right away.
Yes, sir.
Get that buddy from the boxcar!
Get them bugs in quick!
Yes, sir.
Fai partire il treno e tutto andrà bene, tesi?
Oh, no!
Vai!
More minutes of all our luck.
You'll have to stop the water at the station same as we did. The time he gets going, we'll be long gone, miles away.
Damn thing's right behind us.
If we bring him around, Captain, I think we're going to need him.
Nothing, please.
What on earth are you doing here, my child?
Padre, you're priceless.
Don't you think she ought to get dressed while we discuss it?
He's right. Go on, girl. No one will hurt you. Now, about some questions, Major.
May I rise?
Of course.
I will answer no questions, Herr Oberst.
Major, all your guards are dead. We're running this train now. And I want the schedule from you that tells us when and where we're going to get that food that you promised us. Clear?
Florence at 0600 hours.
What happens in Florence?
The train will stop in the rail complex where the prisoners will be allowed to dismount.
Colonel Ryan, Colonel, look.
Looks like this thing's headed for Innsbruck. What do these circles mean, Major?
I am to receive instructions in those cities from the dispatchers. I myself, no one else.
And did you receive those instructions through that radio there?
No, it is a simple commercial radio, as you can see.
All right, over there. Lieutenant, if he wiggles, put a hole in it.
They're keeping pace with us.
There's a German troop train on the same schedule. Gentlemen, you have been very daring. Yet what have you gained? In Florence, other troops will be waiting. You have been brave enough. If you now wish to be sensible, I will see that you are treated with respect when we arrive in Florence.
We had a sample of your Nazi respect when we boarded this train.
Still, you have no choice.
And nothing to lose by trying to make one.
Clemens Alsweis, Papier und Marschbefehlbis. Florence. From Clemens' identification papers and railway priority, good as far as Florence.
You do very well with German, Padre.
Well, I studied in Germany. I went to Breslau after Oxford.
Do you suppose the dispatcher in Florence would recognize the major by sight? He'd be an Italian dispatcher, wouldn't he?
Of course, under German supervision.
And I think you're lying.
I'd say, with the country being in such a flap, the chances are that the dispatcher will ever ask for identification is pretty small. But ask whom? I mean, you just said just now.
Yes, it's just have to be the chance we take, that's mm-hmm. all.
You are extremely foolish.
Quite right.
Oh, no. But I... But look at this picture. I don't look remotely like this chap. No, no. I won't do it. I won't do it. Absolutely not.
Hi, Hitler. Now let's see you walk.
It won't work, you know.
There's little work. Let's see you walk. Put some style into it. Put your hand on your hip. That's what the bloody Bosch have, style. Slap your gloves against the leg. Lass dich in Ruhe. Was starrst du mich an, du Esel? Herr Hitler!
Herr Hitler.
Good.
Sehr gut.
I think you had him going there, Vicar. You all set?
Yes, sir. I came with the tops of the cars myself to make sure. 14 of our guys are stationed as guards. The rest of the uniforms were too bloody to take a chance on.
You get rid of the bodies.
Why, we're passing over that last bridge.
D'accordo?
Ho capito. Ti assicuro che vi potete fidarvi di me.
The lieutenant wants our men down from the top of the train to be fed first.
If you're down with that, they can't speak German.
We've had it.
Crikey, ain't that our Vicar?
Schuhe aus, zurücktreten! Schnell machen, los! Lassen Sie die Wache absitzen und Sie zuerst zur Verpflegung führen! Du!
Einen Moment.
Es ist üblich, sich zuerst beim Kommandanten zu melden.
Leutnant Hamburg Gertl, Herr Major. Feldkantine 306. Die Wache, Herr Major. Ich wollte zuerst...
Ja, natürlich. Die Kelle.
Steht. Lassen Sie die ersten 16 Gefangenen eine volle Ration vor die Wache nehmen. Meine Männer müssen dort bleiben. Klar?
Jawohl, Herr Major.
Los, die ersten
16 antreten zum Essen. Los, wird bald. Hör auf. Hallo. Better check our lovebirds.
Darf ich Ihre Ausweispapiere sehen, Herr Major?
Knöpfen Sie Ihre Uniform zu, Sie Trottel! Wollen Sie ein deutscher Offizier sein? Ihrem Namen, Rang, Regimentsnummer? Wenn Sie nicht einmal diesen einfachen Posten ausfüllen können, werde ich dafür sorgen, dass Sie an die russische Front versetzt werden!
Bitte um Verzeihung, Herr Major.
Meine Marschbefehle. Ich habe keine Zeit. Before the course, sir. Presto, Herr Major. Herr Hitler!
Herr Hitler,
hier. Lassen Sie das Unverschämte machen!
Nazis. Mein Gott.
Come. You've done it, my God, you've done it.
Well done, Padre. You've done it.
My God, you've done it. Bravo.
Believe it or not, the poor devil's fainted.
Division south.
From the look of the map, sir, we'll be away from the main roads by the time it's dark. The men could be off the train and gone in 10 minutes.
And how do we get 10 minutes with that troop train only five behind us?
It could turn off at Bologna.
And it could follow us straight to Berlin. Escape? We haven't escaped. All we're doing is this bastard's job for him.
Exactly. And in Verona, which you see marked by an X on the map, I will be properly grateful. At Verona, both the train crew and Garfi Pale is scheduled to be changed.
That's if we go to Verona. Look here. Suppose when we get to Bologna, we could pass it and go to the left into Milano.
And you go, eh? Perhaps on American railroads, yes? But this train is under the orders of the German High Command. Such things are not possible. To reroute a military train requires a written order signed by a member of the General Staff, Colonel.
Major, yours is not the only army that works in triplicate forms. Obergruppenführer Wilhelm von Kleist. Does that mean General Staff?
It does indeed.
Well, not at all. We've got a pad full of blank forms, and we've got a typewriter.
I said exquisite.
Well, we can't be anywhere so far from here now. Quite. Let's say we type an order to Clement here. Upon arriving in Bologna, he's told to go directly to Milan, where he is given confidential instructions from Gruppenführer, give me a good Aryan name.
Otfried Johann Heinrich.
Gruppenführer Heinrich, who is in charge of a trainload of sealed boxcars to be delivered to somebody big, important. That's so Gary.
You can hear him. Brilliant.
Loot for the Reichsmarschall, of course. Major.
It might do. You've got enough nerve, I'll give you that.
And we have it signed by our good friend and fellow staff, Wilhelm von Kleist.
11th September 1941.
Das wird sehr schwer sein, Herr Major.
Schwer? Du hast es nicht gekannt.
Questo è un ordine. Ma come posso cambiare l'orario del 456? Questo è molto importante. Cambi l'orario. In questo modo devo ridirigere il numero 90. Il traffico sarà congestionato. Non è affar mio. Ma chiedete sempre delle cose impossibili. Gli ordini vanno eseguiti. Ma gli ordini non fanno camminare i treni.
Ne mai caso figure, canes, ne?
Ja.
Se ne mai caso figure, ne? Woher hast du sie? Gestohlen?
Ich habe ihm die Uhr persönlich gegeben, als er das amerikanische Flugzeug abgeschossen hat. Warum fangen Sie?
Ich bin neugierig, Herr Major. Nichts weiter. Gratuliere.
Alles fertig, Herr Major.
Obergruppenführer von Kleist wird sehr zufrieden sein. Ihr Name, Herr Hauptmann, für meinen amtlichen Bericht.
Hauptmann Josef Sonneberg, Herr Major.
Bitte klar.
Pulse is up 12 points.
Everything all right here?
How'd it go?
Piece of cake.
Leave it. Everybody stay low.
Haben, vorwärts.
Die Uhr.
Be feet.
Nylon splinter. Nylon. Slap on nylon. Kind of
cigarette.
Yeah. Chap ought to be reported to a superior.
End of Ruddy there.
Colonelo! We have found it.
Found what?
We have found a place to leave the train. An abandoned branch line, halfway to Milano.
Come on, let's have a look.
Looks to be about 90 miles.
Get us there about 2,100 hours.
Add a half an hour. We must stop once for wood.
That's better still. It'll be good and dark.
By morning, at least 90% of your men will be dead.
We don't need him anymore.
Or her either.
Don't flinch, young man. If you haven't the stomach for it, I have. It will be my pleasure.
I'll decide that.
Like you did with Battaglia.
That was different.
I intended to be.
You'll take your orders, Major.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, for God's sake, Eric, these are people you're talking
about. People don't machine gun wounded.
But they do commit murder in cold blood, eh? Are you that far gone?
May I go to my compartment now?
Yes, of course.
Look, you haven't had any food since we've taken over the train.
I'm not hungry.
Of course you are. Here, take it. Relax.
You cannot hide it. I know you will do what the British Major wants.
You mean to kill you both?
It is the right thing. In your place, I would do it.
No, you wouldn't. You're not that tough.
Then what do you want?
Nothing.
Not to help me?
I can, yes.
That is what all men say.
How old are you?
The first was the same man who helped my mother. I was not yet confirmed then. Such things do not happen in America.
Why are you with us, German?
For food, for clothing, to stay alive.
Is that all?
There is a war, you know.
Yeah.
How did you see it? Relax. I think my legs are too thin. Why don't you close the door?
I will. On the way out.
water in here.
We're hungry, too.
Now, get off from there.
If they knew what was happening, they'd keep quiet.
I'll just have to sweat it out.
Quiet!
For now.
Come from Bologna, Herr Hauptmann.
So?
Diese Kriegsgefangenen zu, Herr Hauptmann. Der Bestimmungsort ist Österreich über Verona.
Verona?
Jawohl, Herr Hauptmann.
Die Bahnhof Kommandatur in Bologna, bitte.
Ja? Ja, hier spricht Hauptmann Sonneberg. Der Kriegsgefangene zu. Ja? Nach Milano. Herr Hauptmann, das war ein Auftrag von Herr Obergruppenführer von Kleist selbst.
Herr Reichsmarschall Hermann Göring? Eine Sendung für Herrn Reichsmarschall Hermann Göring? Das ist unsinnig. Ja. Sehr gut, ich werde das so verprüfen. Unmöglich.
Herr Rhein? Ja, Herr Hauptmann?
Ein Gespräch in Bologna über einen Sonderauftrag von Ihnen. Ein Zug nach Milan wird umgelenkt.
Das passt hier nicht.
Si.
Ich möchte lieber etwas Engeres haben, ja?
Si, si.
Keinen Sack für mich. Comprende?
Ho capito, signor General.
Capito, capito,
più stretto.
Also, Hoffmann, einen Sonderauftrag von mir?
Einen Sonderauftrag betreffend eine Sendung für Herrn Reichsforscher Hermann Göring.
Göring? Ich habe nie so eine Anordnung gegeben. Welcher Zug soll das sein?
Ein Kriegsgefangenenzug.
Den Transportbefehl habe in Milan, bitte.
Have quite a shine, sir, for not having been used. Something's been running on this floor.
Bene, siamo abbastanza lontani. Fermi tre.
Have been used recently.
What?
We don't know what's ahead.
It's deserted here. Let's get cracking.
Last stop, Colonel?
Last stop, soldier. Everybody out. Come on, let's go.
German planes.
American?
Oh. British. Lancaster, I think. Sorry to turn you out in the middle of nowhere like this, but it can't be helped. Now, head for the mountains or the sea. We'll form up again somewhere and have another crack at Jerry. Right, off to go, lads. Good luck.
Darling.
We're ready to roll.
Roll, roll where?
Two, Smith!
Three of them are dead, and the rest need better help than I can give them. Maybe this is the end of the line.
Yes, Pepito. Colonel, these men think they can get us through.
What are you talking about?
Switzerland. The whole train. All of us.
Switzerland?
You're mad. You're
all raving mad. Here, north of Milano, where the track forks. Since the war, all traffic goes right into Germany. But the left fork, the old Maloja Pass route, goes to Switzerland. In a matter of hours, we could be over the border and free.
You know, it's possible.
Yeah, maybe, but Milano. That's the key. You think we can fool them again?
The engineer says there is a way. When we get to the outskirts of Milano, there is a control tower at the beginning of the traffic complex. This tower controls the whole Milano area. If we can capture it and smash the signals, the main station here will not know where we are until they repair it. But by then it will be too late.
Do you mean to say that we can go through Milano without stopping?
Yes. The engineer says it can be done. Let's move.
Ist es möglich, dass Sie nicht durch Milan kommen?
È possibile per un treno per contornare Milano senza passare per una stazione centrale? Nein, Herr Oberst, das sagt der Zug mit den Hauptbahnhof für Ihnen und durch die Stadt zu kommen. Grazie.
Adieu.
Soon we cross back into the complex. If the power is back on, we show the military dispatch score. But by then, it will be full speed. Too late for anyone to stop us.
Fahren Sie einen Zug, Kommandant Rupp.
An der se c'è un treno veloce per le truppe.
Allo?
Sì, sì, sì.
Allo?
La locomotiva...
Io ho qualcosa. La Luftwaffenkommandant, bitte. Luftwaffenkommandant, schnell.
This damn thing go any faster?
Not before we reach the top of the pass, Colonel. From there, it's downgrade all the way to Switzerland.
Wouldn't it be better to go a bit slower? If they block the line ahead,
keep it wide open.
Okay. Let's move it.
Tutta forza, Pepino.
Sì, a più forza di questi.
Whether we make it or not,
we're going to make it, Major.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry it had to be you with the girl.
Thank you.
go.
What the hell's he saying?
Chi se non capisce, ho detto che a quel ponticello ci resta dalla montagna.
A footbridge, there. He says he leads around the mountain. A shorter way than the tunnel to get on the other side.
Let's just get him moving along the catwalk.
Barney! Everybody, Barney!
Possiamo prendere una rotaia dal di dietro dal treno e metterla qui davanti.
Vecchio, sei grande, hai ragione, bravo!
What the hell are you doing about it? There's a German troop train back there.
Well, we have guns, we will stop them.
Then what?
He says we can clear the wreckage and replace the damaged track.
How? Replace the wreckage with what?
It's simple. Remove tracks from behind the train, put it here.
Well, let's get the troop train. All those with my follow me.
On it.
Run!
Take that one there. Hurry up.
Clear the door. Clear the door. Hurry.
He's angry.
Pull.
He's angry.
Pull. 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 Pull.
Thank you.
Come on, get it out! Come on, hurry!
Us now, huh?
If they haven't already, give me those grenades. I'll take some men.
Oh, you wait here. You'll need it here. Bostic, come with me.
Thank you.
If only one gets out, it's a victory.